next to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Well,
if people only ever knew what happens before we actually hit the record button, wouldn't that be great to let them know?
Your mic is so loud. I don't know what's going on. Oh, this is the worst start. Yeah, in like 3 years. Well, I don't know what I did. That was really strange, wasn't it?
It was.
Usually you think I would know. I'm so efficient with the technology.
You are.
This week, I'm really off my game. Anyway. We've got dog sound effects too. Everything's in.
That's my dog, Zeus.
Yes, hello. Welcome to Talking Flicks, the show where anything can happen.
I'm sorry. I don't know why he's barking. I'm so sorry. You'll be waking the neighbours up. Sorry.
It is very early. Hello, Mr. Lee. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you, JT. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. This is our Flickster podcast where one of our listeners heads along to a movie, comes on and tells us all about it. And today, Mr. Lee, it is a movie that I guess you could say gave us one of the biggest movie lines in history. It is, of course,
to infinity and beyond.
Yeah. Buzz Lightyear. Of course, Toy Story 5, we have been counting down the days. It's here, it's out, and from all reports, everyone is loving it.
They certainly are. You know, I was actually talking to someone last Monday, and it was a lovely senior person, and they even loved it. They said that was probably one of the best they've seen in the Toy Story franchise, so that's a big call.
Huge call, but I mean, we go back to the days of, it was 1995. Was that the first one? 95?
I think
it was. There you go.
Hey. Yeah, good.
Who needs notes?
31 years. Yeah, 31 years it was. That's what I remember, but I can't deduct 31 from 26. Sorry.
That is just incredible. I remember seeing this at the cinemas when I was really young. Now I'm taking my kids to see it. I think that is just so exciting. And can I say well done to Disney again for actually smashing it out of the ballpark. They always deliver. And this is just great. And the fact that the characters have developed as well, which I can't wait to talk about and find out off our Flicksters today, because we do have two for the price of one. And we'll get to hear their thoughts. But this is one I think definitely anyone can go and see of any age.
Yep, and they will get something out of it because I think it will suit all ages big time.
Well, Toy Story 5, we're going to unpack it after we have a listen to the trailer.
Do you, Forky, to Kieran Beverly to be your beloved bride?
Yay! I now pronounce you husband and knife. Who poisoned the maid of honor?
There's a package for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Hi there, I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
Oh, extinction, not again.
Bonnie, screen time's over now.
Okay.
I want to talk to you, device.
Please, call me Lily.
Me and the toys have been working all summer to try and get Bonnie to make friends.
Yeah.
But then you had to ruin
it.
You're not even listening to me.
I'm always listening. See?
Now look here. Me and the toys have been working all summer.
Now in Spanish.
What?
Yeah, I got dibs on behind the dresser.
Woody.
Jesse, hello.
Is it as bad out there for toys as they say it is?
We're finding more abandoned toys each day.
We're down!
Tex invaded our house, too.
I don't know, Jesse. Toys are for play, but Tech is
for everything.
I'm losing Bonnie to this device.
You got a friend in me.
Woody!
Came here as fast as I could.
Why are you wearing a dress, Woody?
It's called a poncho, Forky.
Whoa. Someone needs a brown marker.
Halt! Who goes there?
Whoa, whoa, whoa! I come in peace.
It's been too long, cowboy.
What are you, some sort of old man toy?
What?
She thinks you're old because you're bald, Woody.
Bonnie needs help from someone at least from the same century.
So long, toys.
We're gonna need backup. No way.
Just give me a wave, Buzz!
Our mission on this planet is to make a child happy.
Just remember what you're passing.
Barney still needs us. Come on, Bullseye.
Buzz, you stay here. I'm going with them.
You don't think I can do it?
Yes, no!
Nice poncho.
It's good to see them fighting again.
It sure is.
Oh, yeah, it's great to have all our favourites back in Toy Story 5. And speaking of favourites, joining us to tell us all about it, it's the wonderful Chloe and Stella.
Hi, guys.
Woo!
You brought in the big guns to make sure you recovered from your mess-ups before, hey?
Now, Chloe, just so you're aware, there's a lot of buttons here. They're all coloured, but I'm just, I don't know, a bit sloppy today. Bit sloppy, but yeah. I'm glad because we have you ladies here to, as you said, pick up the pieces.
Clean up the mess, yeah.
Thank you for that. And we have got a cracker of a movie to talk about. And you know what? I've got to say, I never thought coming into this that I'm thinking to myself, there's no way we're going to be giving this a bad review. Is there Toy Story 5? No way.
Yeah, we do have reputations to uphold here, okay, with the Disney situation. Yeah.
Exactly.
How old were you guys when the original came out?
Okay,
now you're talking.
Let's do the math.
I was five, just so we know.
All right.
Really? Oh, you don't want to know. You don't. Oh, I was 27.
You were probably taking your kids to see it, Grant.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had kids back then, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, how crazy.
Yeah. I know, 27.
And
that's
even the trailer
scary.
Makes you remember all of it, like the song and everything. It just sort of brings back memories.
Yeah, I was seven, so.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. I feel so old.
So you should. Yeah.
I was thinking I probably need a brown marker, just like Woody does.
Stella wrote that in her answers for today, you know. She wrote just like Grant on one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, Stella.
Burn. Well done. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this podcast today. That'll be all the time we have.
Hell no, ladies, please stick around and feel free to keep going. This is great. I can sit back today and know that you girls look after me.
He doesn't wear ponchos, does he? I'm just picturing me sitting around watching Doctor Who wearing a poncho.
That's a very scary sight.
No, I've just got a big long scarf, that's all, yes. That is it.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Girls, what did you think of the movie?
We loved it. We say that all the time with Disney movies, but I actually thought we were going in there thinking, it's not going to be as good as the others. I like the first one. It's not going to be as good, but I thought it was. What do you reckon, sir?
It was, like, really entertaining, and it's kind of relating to what's happening in everyday life.
Literally don't know a child that is not going through this right now.
Mm.
Yeah, because the story is that Bonnie gets a tablet called Lily Pad. Yep, mm-hmm. A Lily Tab would have been good, but anyway. and of course, the poor toys think that you know they're going to be disowned and all that. So, yeah. Tell me, Jessie actually has a bigger part in this movie this time, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's the only Toy Story movie actually out of all of them for the 30 years that's been led by a female. Which is pretty cool because Jessie's just been a background character. And I also read that it's the first time the little pulley thing on the back of Jessie gets pulled.
Yeah.
Really?
Because you know how Woody's gets pulled and he says, I have a snake in my boot or whatever. Well, Jessie's never gets pulled until this movie.
Oh, well, don't tell us what happens then, what she says.
Yeah, I can't remember what it says. Dang it.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you even if I
knew. So, girls, we know in Toy Story 1, obviously there's the toys, there's Woody. Buzz comes along, he's the new toy, Andy's obsessed with him. So Woody gets a bit jealous and then pushes him out the window. And then, you know, do we see it? We've got Lily Pad now. I'm guessing there's a bit of jealousy there from the other toys as well. And how do they cope with that?
Not good at the start, hey, Stels?
They hate her.
I would too. She's not very nice. And she doesn't really come with, like, a friendly demeanor at the start. She's kind of there to take over.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Buzz would not like that.
Well, I think that Jessie originally thought it was going to be a good idea, but then some other toys enlighten her on what it's like in the real world because Bonnie's not like other kids. And she goes and explores some other houses and realizes that the tech problem is bad.
Oh, and how many times would that actually happen in houses, as we were saying before? Tech is just taking over.
Yeah, and she gets on a roof of a house at one point in the movie, and you can see just all the houses around her. There's just every room's lit up with screens and no one's talking to each other. There's kids sitting on the lounge next to each other on their phones. It was so relatable.
Oh, I love that.
It was terrifying. It was the scariest, most terrifying part of the movie. I was like, oh, God, I deal with this every day with school. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, we just did a movie, Mr. Lee, a few weeks ago, Devil Wears Prada, remember, too, where, again, they adapted the movie to fit social media, everyone hitting their phones, which is just crazy. And I'm so happy they've done that with this movie. Girls, who was your favourite character? Who did you like? Who stood out for you?
Probably either Jessie or Bo Peep.
Yeah, she likes the OGs.
Ah, yes.
Oh.
But, guys, I'm going to say something so weird. I thought I'd hate the iPad, but I actually think the iPad ends up being a good character. Starts off a bit dodgy, but then does the right thing by the kid.
Aww.
So I kind of came to like it, even though I wanted to smash it most of the time.
Yeah. Well, this is an introduction of a new voice as well, Greta Lee, that's coming in here.
She's off Sisters. Do you remember that movie Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, and they're in Miami playing Sisters? She's the nail lady that can't get the name pronounced right. She's hilarious.
Yes.
Cousin Greta does a great job in that one too.
Yeah, she's really funny. I couldn't tell it was her though by the voice, actually.
So can I ask Stella, have you watched all Toy Story movies? And if you have, which one's your favourite out of the whole five now?
I think I have watched all of them, but my favourite one is definitely the fourth one where Bo Peep and Woody leave and when we meet Forky.
Yeah, Forky's a pretty cool character.
Forky is
my favourite's number one, though. Number one, this one came really close to number one for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was really good.
I loved the one in the toy store. I thought that was very interesting. That was different.
Was that not four? Or was that... Three, maybe.
That's four.
Yeah,
four,
where all that it? Crazy yeah. doll thing is.
Yeah, that's four.
Mm. That will give you nightmares.
Oh, yeah. But I love how they develop these storylines, hey, over the – it's always something a bit different. Is this storyline set back in the house now?
Yeah, I think it's 2 years on from the last movie, but it's still in the house. But it's crazy how relevant they are for each time period. Like every time they brought one out, it seems to hit that generation right where it's supposed to, if that makes sense. Like it's the first one I remember being so outrageous and cool, and now they've got to do something so crazy to really to keep us surprised and entertained, and it was managed to do that still. Yeah. But hard to do, but Disney, I feel like Disney's really good at it.
Maybe how old's Bonnie in this movie? Because, and the reason why I ask is because remember, Bonnie was only a baby in Toy Story 1 when Andy was playing with the toys. Now Bonnie's got this this lily pad. Surely she'd be far older than that.
She's Bonnie. 9 in this, I think. But
yeah, I think she's 9.
Yeah, it's 9, so it's gone over 30 years, but 9 years maybe. And Andy's not like, I mean, yeah, you don't hear about Andy in this one, do you?
He's like college.
Yeah, he'd be probably in college.
Because he gave all his toys to Bonnie at the end there.
Yeah.
Was that number 4 or 3? I can't remember now. 3.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, Stella.
Which was a sad moment, wasn't it, when he was giving away Andy and,
You cried.
Yeah. And they're all still in it. This one will make you cry too. There's heaps of sad bits in this movie.
Oh, really? So it hits you in the feels.
Yeah, well, Jessie reconnects with her, like, first owner and kind of gets confronted, you know, about being deserted and then realises she wasn't, and then it's just a bit, it's a bit sad. And obviously the stuff with the iPad, you know, like Bonnie has trouble making friends and then she puts herself out there and tries to make friends and then they kind of are cruel to her, which is... not fun. It's a bit of online stuff going on, which is pretty relevant for today as well.
Yeah. Was there anything that surprised you in the movie?
There is a nice little spoiler in there at the end, but I actually thought the big one was a couple of weeks ago when they announced Taylor Swift wrote a song for it. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you. Great. I think the song it fits the movie.
It's really catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was even cooler, when she took her VHS on the red carpet last week to get it signed, I had one when I was a kid. I was like, oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, I mean, she would have been a fan. Yeah, but she was saying with the song that she wanted people to think about it at the end of the movie, you know, what it means to them and about bringing people back into your life and things like that. So, yeah, it just seems to be a movie that's definitely got lots of emotion in it. I think that's so how else, I'm guessing, did Randy Newman, You've Got a Friend in Me, did that feature somewhere in the film?
Was that on Kimmel?
I don't think it did it.
Maybe at the start, I actually wasn't paying much. There are a lot of little nuggets in there that I didn't necessarily notice, like the Pizza Planet band drives around.
They had to be there.
Yeah.
That's in every Pixar movie now.
That's really funny. Band. Yeah, like all, and Buzz has about 50 other Buzzes in this one. Like, it's really hilarious. They think they're following the Star Command, but it's just Jesse's badge.
it's
really nostalgic, like the other toys that come in, don't you reckon, like those other tech toys?
Yeah, it's really like these days, and you're finding like your old toys that you used to play with when you were little.
Yeah, exactly. We probably had them as kids.
I didn't.
Well, I would for sure.
is there a toy that Stella that if you could own, you would, out of all these toys you saw in the movie?
It would probably be...
What do you reckon? Like a Jesse?
Probably have either Jesse or Woody.
They are pretty cool. Yeah. I actually went with the little toy ponies. I think you would have seen them around 8 weeks. Had them as kids, and I had a whole bunch of them. And the girl in the movie has a whole bunch, and they're so cool. I wanted more of those.
Imagine if you had the original Woody and Buzz from 31 years ago. Oh, how much would that be worth now?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because in the movie the iPad calls Jessie like, what does she call her, an old lady doll or something? And she looks her up on eBay, and then it's like got no beards, and she says, oh, you're too old, you don't even get any beards. Jessie's that's so rude.
This is technology. Yeah. I should point out recently, one thing I found quite interesting about this film is over the years, the amount of directors that they've changed in this franchise. The latest is Andrew Stanton, but geez, there's been four, I think, over the years.
But Andrew's been on, he's worked in different ways of every single Toy Story. Yeah, which is pretty good. But, yeah, there has been so many different directors and people writing and all that, but Andrew has been there from day one, which that must be such a great feeling when you have something and you don't think it's going to be, be around for 31 years.
I think this is the first Toy Story they made since the CEO or whoever it was left Disney, that big guy. So it's interesting to see. Yeah, there is a massive, I don't think there's a massive difference. I think the only difference you notice with the visuals and stuff is the, they do like, when Bonnie does like a creative play and all the toys act out a scene, it's all like watercolory. They said they use pastels to make it look like it was created by her. So, you know, in that wedding scene in the clip, it was saying, like she was playing like, oh, someone's interrupted the wedding or whatever. And you could tell it was an imagination situation. It wasn't real. It was all watercolor. It was really pretty. And that's the first time I've done that in one of their movies.
Oh, wow. Well, that's so good. Well, guess what, ladies? We've come to that time of the podcast. I can't believe it's gone that quick talking about something, which I'm sure we can still talk about Toy Story. But we've come to the time where I'll head over to the freezer.
At least that works.
And this one's going to be out of 10 this week. So I'm going to give you each 5 Choc Tops. How many Choc Tops out of 5 are you going to give Toy Story 5, Stella?
I would do 4.
Oh, 4. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's awesome.
I'm going to go 5.
Okay, Chloe, how about yourself?
Yeah, it's a 5 for me.
Oh, it's the big winner.
Well,
I literally loved it. I cannot wait to go and use it. I would seriously think they're going to be using it like as a teaching aid in classes. I think they're going to be using it for like social study stuff because it's really good.
Wow.
And you know what they should also, you know, when you go to maternity classes, they should probably play it there as well so they can teach them very young as a young parent.
Yeah, don't give this to your child to make friends. It was crazy. It's literally what the parents say in it. We wanted to make friends and then there's going to be boundaries and then none of it happens. Crazy.
Too funny.
Yeah,
too funny.
It's doing very well. I think it's got a 7.7 IMDb score and 94% Rotten Tomatoes. So, yeah, that's
very
impressive.
Yeah, the box office has gone really good too this weekend.
Yeah, it certainly has. It was massive. It's actually made 125% more than what it cost to make, and it was one of the biggest openings of a animated movie of the last 10, 20, 30 years, so, which is incredible.
Mm.
So, Mr. Lee.
It's so anticipated too.
Yes.
Am I right in suggesting that maybe my gamble with Devil Wears Prada 2 is going out the window very quickly?
Oh, yeah. I think it might make the top 10, but not the top 5.
Hey, look, you went Project Hail Mary. You're already gone, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so. I'm already out. I'm already gone.
But this could be big. I reckon this is in the top 3, I reckon.
I feel like it is good, but I feel like wait till Minions comes out in a couple of weeks and we'll see what happens. Or Paw Patrol, like they're going to blow it out.
Now, Chloe,
it's Minions.
We don't talk about Minions on this podcast, all right? We just
we love Minions.
No, unfortunately.
You wait.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to do this next week, which is just... So hear this? Seriously?
He's mad that he didn't think about it and make all that money because it's so
yeah,
easy.
That's exactly right.
Never.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So I look forward to that.
It is so ridiculous.
See, they're laughing.
It's hilarious.
Right?
And it started yesterday, so how good is that?
And you know what? I haven't seen it. What a surprise. And
give it time.
Your kids
will
love it.
No. Please wash your mouth out. But I look forward to reviewing that film next week. You know what, Chloe? In the whole 3 years of been doing this, it hasn't been a walkout yet. And I have a feeling next week it could happen. So you'll want to stick around for that.
Way, you'll come back and go, dang, I love that movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
He will. Especially after he had to watch it when he lost the trivia on our Oscar noms.
Well, you know what? I've got to say, I found it very interesting because they had a rocket launcher. And I'm like, what is going on here? And yeah, unfortunately, they didn't.
The Minions did.
They had a rocket launcher in this movie.
Yeah,
I
they're
watched,
nuts. Yeah. They do a lot of crazy stuff.
I know. I'm looking at it going, this is weirder than I thought. But anyway.
Just watch it. The first one has Sandra Bullock in it, and it's hilarious.
Well, the way I look at it is, Chloe, a bet was a bet, and I sat through it. My ears and eyes were bleeding, but I did get through it. And I look forward to talking about, what's it called? Minions and something.
Minions versus Monsters.
Monsters.
And it's a salute to old Hollywood. So, yeah.
Are you going to see it, Stella?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
obviously, we live at the movies. Come on.
You do, yes. So no doubt we'll be seeing you two ladies again at some point soon. When are you guys coming back? You're coming back for...
I think we need to do Paw Patrol maybe because it's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, that will be big. Max, that's in September, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have you back then.
Maybe before. We'll get another couple in between then, I reckon.
Oh, I reckon you will.
I do too.
100%.
Thanks, guys. Have a lovely weekend.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Mr. Lee. Well, it's time for us to go.
Yes.
And I cannot believe
I was just going to say, I'm so looking forward to next week. I cannot wait to talk to you next week about Minions. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Lots of fun. I look forward to that next week. You know, I want to miss next Friday. There will be a walkout, I promise you. Have a great weekend. Hey, if you want to be a Flickster, here's the details.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.